们请翻开历代志下。
Let's turn to Second Chronicles.
历代志下三十六章。
Second Chronicles chapter 36.
三十六章的二十一节。
Chapter 36, verse 21.
三十六章二十一节。
Chapter 36, verse 21.
这就应验神借耶利米口中所说的话，地享受安息，因为地土荒凉，便所安息，只满了七十年。那我们读历代志下三十六章，至少我们知道历代志下总共是三十六章。
And when we read the book of Second Chronicles, at least we'll know that there's a total of 36 chapters.
有的书卷的二十四章，有的三十章，有的几章哈。那我们就有概念历代志下就是总共有三十六章。
Different books may have different numbers of chapters, and for Second Chronicles, we know there are 36 chapters.
那这里说地呀要享受安息。
In here it says.That the land shall enjoy her Sabbath.
那当然有人会想到说啊，地享受安息这样子很好啊，因为要休耕嘛，啊，休耕以后啊的这个土地啊更肥沃。
And some people may think that this is good because they will rest to not do anything so that they can slowly regain their nutrients of the land.
所以以后要会有更多的收获收成。
So that in the future they will be able to grow more crops.
所以地享受安息也是不错，好像人也要休息。
So it is good for a land to enjoy her Sabbath, just as man also need to have Sabbath.
但是这里所记载的不是那种休息，这是一个很凄惨的景象。
But this recording is actually not a peacefulA Sabbath, but is a more a dreadful incident.
好，那我们在三十六章哈，就看到有一位王，犹大国的最后一位王叫做西底家。
And as we read the last chapter of this book, we'll see that the last king of Judah is a king of Hezekiah.
那也就是列国王的。结束了
and which is the end of all the kings of Israel.
那为什么会结束
？And why is there an end？
其实本来不应该结束的。
In fact, they're supposed to not have an ending.
因为神曾经应许大卫家的后代一直不断有人坐在王位。
Because God once promised King David that His descendants shall keep reigning on the throne.
所以历史哈，犹大国的历史本来不应该结束。
So the history of kingdom of Judah was not supposed to end.
可是现在确实要结束了。
But in here it talks about the end of the kingdom of Judah.
那我们来看这个十五节，三十六章的十五节。
So let's read chapter 36, verse 15.
十五节。
15.
主他们列祖的神因为爱惜自己的民和他的居所从早起来差遣使者去警戒他们所以神要结束以前为什么结束呢因为他们不遵守神的命令
So why did God need to have an ending of this kingdom is because his people did not listen to his message or his words.
所以神也爱惜他们神不忍心他们受到列国的欺负。
And God had compassion on his people, because they were attacked by the surrounding other nations.
所以圣经说神爱惜自己的民自己的百姓自己的孩子。
So the Bible in here described that he had compassion on his own children, his own people.
所以一直在警告他们。
And so he keep on warning or provide warnings to his people.
那以西结书那边形容更对比神的这种怜悯心肠，这种爱惜的心描写得更透彻。
In book of Ezekiel, it even describe more clearly about God's compassion and His love toward His people.
那以西结就是记载这些神的选民哈要被掳的前后哈那的情形。
And so, Book of Ezekiel talks about the before and after when the people of Israel were in captive.
所以神就把他的圣殿呢，把他的圣殿，把他的那至圣所，就是他临在的地方啊，交给外邦人。
So God allowed the Gentile to possess a temple of God.
啊，可是神哈、啊、就离开圣殿，就是一直舍不得离开哈、啊，啊，然后从那个至圣所出来，就到了殿的门，啊，殿的门又舍不得离开，啊，到最后到了这个锡安山，啊，就是一直舍不得离开啊，好像一直往回头看，一直往回头看。
And in fact, God kept on resisting, not want to leave away from his temple, from the Holy of Holy, all the way to the front of the temple, and then even to Mount Sinai, and keep turning back to see if his people will turn back.
啊，所以我们看一个人要离开哈，要堕落，要犯罪，其实也不那么容易。
So in fact, for a person to sin or to indulge in sins, it is actually hard to do.
因为神爱自己，你看爱自己的民哦，他就从早到晚派遣使者去警戒他们。
Because God, from night through, from day through night, all day long, He will send His messengers to try to warn His people.
而且是舍不得离开呀、啊，舍不得离开，一直回头看，一直回头看，舍不得。
And he was unwilling to leave.
所以神给人有很多的机会来悔改。
So God gave a lot of opportunities for people to repent.
我们看十六节。
Let's read verse 16.
啊，这些百姓啊，说他们啊，却喜笑神的使者。你看那、啊、喜笑啊，连理都不理、啊。还藐视他的言语啊，讥笑他的先知，以致神的愤怒向他的百姓发作，无法可救。
So they mock the messenger of God, despise his words, and scoff at his prophets until the wrath of the Lord arose against his people, till there was no remedy.
说这些百姓啊，没有办法接受神的警戒。
So the people of God was not able to accept.The warning from God.
所以圣经说啊，是无法可救的，无药可医啊。
So the Bible described that there was no remedy.
我们有句话说啊，病入膏肓啊，已经无药了。
And as there's a Chinese saying that there is no medicine that can heal.
我们看耶利米书三十章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 30.
耶利米书三十章的十二节。
Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 12.
神如此说啊，你的损伤无法医治，你的伤痕极其重大。你看那个伤痕，这没有办法医治啊。
Here described that the affliction is incurable.
啊，那个裂痕啊，非常的深。
The wound is severe.
啊，没用任何一个方法都，连神自己来啊，都没办法了。
It is.Impossible, even for God, that there is any way to solve.
所以你看那个心啊，多么的硬。
So we can see how hard the people of their heart is.
所以他们真的有一颗石头的心呢。
It is as they have a stone heart.
啊，对神的警戒，对神的劝告啊，都无动于衷。
And for they had no reaction toward God's warning and his words.
啊，对神的作为啊，一点想都不去思考。
And they did not even think about the work of God at all.
所以神就离弃了他们呢，离弃了他一所所栽培的百姓。
And therefore, God forsake the people that He had brought up.
所以土地就荒凉啊，因为神就让敌人来破坏、啊。
So the land is in desolate, and he allowed the other enemies to attack the land.
好，那我们看事实上是不是真的土地荒凉呢？
And so let's see if it is in fact that the land is in desolate.
啊，其实土地还是有人耕种啊。
In fact, the land is still growing, or people are still have agricultures on it.
有人至少还有当地本地的人哈，这个有。犹太人留在他们国家的，没有被掳到外邦去的。
And there are still some people, left at the land that they were not being captive to other nations.
那而且巴比伦这个国家也一定啊，移民他们自己国家的人民到以色列地啊，那边去管理他们啊，还是去。移民啊，所以土地是有人在耕种的。
So, even the nation in Babylon would send their own people over to the land of Israel to manage them, and so there are in fact still people living in the land.
也是有人居住啊。
And there are people dwelling in that land.
所以这里所谓的地土荒凉是指着什么？就是指着人心的荒凉。
So what it means that the land is in desolate, it means that the heart of man is in desolate.
啊，我们来看弥迦书啊，小先知书的弥迦书。
Let's turn to Book of Micah.
弥迦书第六章十三节。
Micah chapter 6 verse 13.
弥迦书六章的十三节。
Micah chapter 6 verse 13.
因此，我击打你，使你的伤痕甚重，使你啊，使你因你的罪恶荒凉，啊，说这里罪恶跟荒凉啊，就摆在一起啊。
So it relates sin with desolate.
所以荒凉并不是因为土地没有人去耕种啊。
So when it's desolate, it doesn't mean that the land is not growing any crops.
而是因为他们的心啊荒凉，他们的心非常硬啊，不适合耕种。
It is because their heart was hardened, and it is not suited for any agriculture.
神的话，神的种子啊，就不能够撒在他们的内心。
And so God's word, God and God's seed, cannot sow onto their heart.
好，再请看耶利米书二十五章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 25.
耶利米书二十五章的十二节。
Jeremiah chapter 25 verse 12.
十二节。
Verse 12.
七十天满了以后，我必刑罚巴比伦王和那国民，并加勒底人之地，因他们的罪孽，使那地永远荒凉。这是主说的啊。所以荒凉又是跟罪恶哈就连在一起的。
And so here again talks about the iniquities and desolation with a direct relationship.
好，那再请看撒迦利亚书的第七章。
Let's also turn to Zechariah.
七章的是三节。
Zechariah chapter 7.
第七章十三节。
Verse 13.
啊，撒迦利亚书第七章十三节。
Zechariah chapter 7 verse 13.
万军之主说：“我曾呼唤他们，他们不听啊！将来他们呼求我，我也不听。”十四节。
Verse 14.
我必以旋风啊吹散他们，到数不认识的万国中，这样他们的地就荒凉，甚至无人来往经过，因为他们使美好的地荒凉了。所以为什么荒凉？因为他们犯罪得罪神啊！其实最主要的原因啊，就是心地，他们心里荒凉。
And so, Because they sin against God, and that's why the land is in desolate, and it means that their hearts were in desolate.
啊，因为他们不顾念神的作为啊。
Because they do not care about the work of God.
也不留心神的所做的工。
And they do not consider the work that God had demonstrated.
所以心呢已经没有神的存在呀。
And so in their heart, there is.No God.
哦，他们对这个周围的事物啊，对自己的所发生的事情也没有什么反应啊，啊，对神的恩典也没有什么反应啊。
They had no reaction toward the any incidents surrounding them or the blessings that God had provided them.
啊，都为神的作为就没有见证啊，就没有神的恩典，在他们身上找不到什么好的见证。
So in their life, they we cannot find any God's miracles or testimonies.
啊，所以我们不要落到说，好像神在我们身上没有什么见证，说见证会有什么也没什么好说的。啊，分享的时候也没有什么好说的，啊、也不去想，哈、啊，像这里所说的哈、啊，也不留心不顾念神的作为，也不留心神所啊所做的工。
And so we should not let ourselves become that in a position where we have nothing to share about our testimony of God.
啊，都不去想他。
And that we would not even think about God.
啊，就好像没什么事发生。
It is as if there is nothing happening in our life.
啊，其实从每天我们起床以后哈，这个每个时刻都有神的恩典呢。
In fact, as we wake up every morning, there is already a grace of God.
大家不要想说我起床就去刷牙，好像是很自然的。
And we should not think that it is natural for us to wake up and go brush our teeth.
很多人睡醒以后就起不来呀、啊。
And some people, or many people, they wake up but they cannot get up.
没有办法去刷牙。
They cannot get up and wash their teeth.
没有办法吃早餐。
They cannot eat breakfast on their own.
没有办法上班，没有办法开车。
They cannot go to work or drive by themselves.
所以其实我们想想，我们身上很多神哈，我们在所留下的痕迹，神在我们身上所做的工，我们要留心去观察。
So we need to really take heart and ponder and consider on the things that's happening in our life.
So we need to
constantly think about the work of God in our life.
And if
we don't think about it, it is as if our land is in desolate, and there is no one to take care of it, no one to manage it.
那假如我们自己做这种决定的话
，But if we make this determination,
那除了土地荒凉啊，土地安息
，and the land is in desolate or it's a rest in Sabbath.
神安息的
，and God rested.
不要让神安息啊，神安息是很可怕的、啊。
And we should not allow God to rest because this is a very dreadful thing.
你看土地荒凉七十年
and as we see that the land was in desolate for 70 years.
到七十年都没有什么神的作为
and in these 70 years there was no work of God.
因为没有人要理他
because nobody cared about him.
啊，不是神不理大家，是没有人要理他，神顾及大家，派遣先知啊，从早到晚一直提警告。
It is not that God don't care about the people, but rather, nobody care about the warnings or the words of God.
啊，所以我们这一次的见证，主要是没有上来见证的话，哈，那下一次的见证还是没有什么见证，在第三次还是没有什么见证，第四次还是没有什么见证，那神就说好，那算了，我就离开了。你既然我给你那么多恩典，给你那么多 的这个痕迹哈，你都看得出来，啊，你竟然说没有，好，算了哈，他说走了啊，离开了。
So if we keep on saying that we have no testimony to share, and it will be at a point where when God will give up and say that I will no longer stay here.
那以后你看神说，以后你们呼求我，我就不回答了。
And as God said, In the future, if you call upon me, and I will not respond to you.
神的沉默哈，对大卫来说是一个很可怕的经历。
And God's punishment is a very dreadful thing for David as his own experience.
就是神的沉默 silence.
Oh, God's silence.
我们看诗篇。
Let's turn to Book of Song.
三十五篇。
Psalm 35, verse 22.
啊，这是大卫所做的诗。
And this is a song of David.
他说：“主啊，你已经看见的，求你不要闭口，主啊，求你不要远离我啊！你看，大卫他求神啊，不要沉默了，你不要，你要骂我也没关系啊，你要说话了。”
And as here, David talks about not let God to keep silence. If you want to scold at me, that's even better.
哦，在历史上啊，神曾经。两次啊，在人类历史上啊，有两次很长时间的沉默。
In human history, there are actually two period of time that God had a very long silence.
那第一次啊，就是当以色列百姓寄居在埃及的时候。
The first time is when the people of Israelites, they dwelt in the land of Egypt.
神沉静了四百年哦，四百年呢。
God was silent for 400 years.
说这四百年当中啊，没有人在讨论到神啊，没有人在谈到神的事情。
In these 400 years, nobody talks about the work of God.
说以色列百姓在做苦工啊。
And only talks about the people of Israel were in hard labor.
那第二次啊，是在新旧约之间的四百年，那是神的纯净啊。
And the second period is between the Old Testament and New Testament, that 400 years God was in silence.
啊，很多人啊碰到患难的时候
，when many people face tribulations,
啊，就是会会有个疑问啊，说神啊，你在哪里呀？你怎么没有帮助我
？They will have doubts, asking, "Where is God?"
比如说每次啊发生这个重大的死伤的时候，比如说枪击案件呢。
For example, if something happened like a mass shooting,
啊，飞机失事啊
，or a plane crash,
哦，那个都是死伤好几百个人呢。
And many people die because of this these type of incidents.
啊，还是大概十几年前啊，在印尼发生了海啸啊，一下子就卷走了二三十万人。
Or Ten some years ago, a tsunami happened in Indonesia, and thousands of people died because of that.
所以很多人在问啊，神啊，你在哪里呀？怎么都没有保护啊
？So people will ask, God, where are you? How come you don't provide protection?
那好像神已经沉静了。
And it is as if God is in silence.
那事实上，神是不是沉默呢
？And so is it in fact? That God was is in silence.
啊，神啊，这个人啊，就想要一个答案，从神那边来一个答案。
Man wants to have an answer from God.
那其实现在不会有答案，因为答案都已经在圣经里头了。
But God will not personally give us an answer because all of the answers are provided in the Bible.
那我们现在好像是觉得这个一个星期呀，还是一个月一年啊，这个神庙什么出生，我们就觉得很慌张啊。我们看当时以色列百姓啊，神沉默了哈四百年呢。
We may think that weeks, months, or even year that God was in silence or don't even talk to us. But if we compare to the Israelites when they experience 400 years of silence from the Lord.
那已经经过好几代了。
And it has gone through so many generations.
那所以该怎么办哈？为什么会发生这些事情呢？圣经都有很详细的说明交代。
So why all these things happen? The Bible have a clear direction on all these things and why they happen.
所以不是没有答案，答案已经有了啊，都已经在圣经里头。说要回到神这里来就有答案了。
So it is not that there is no answer, but rather we need to come back to God and look at the Bible.
说当时大卫他遭遇到苦难
，So when David faced tribulations in his life，
那他也不能够理解说为什么会这样子啊。
And at the time he did not know why this thing happened to him。
我们看诗篇的七十三篇
，Let's turn to Psalm chapter
诗篇七十三篇
，Chapter 73。
我们看这里啊，提到这些。恶人哦，哇，他们能够吃得好、睡得好啊，这个体胖啊，又 要死的时候好像也没有什么痛苦啊。
And it talks about the wicked that they are fed well and they have many material things, and then when they die, it seems like they don't have any pain.
好，我们看七十三篇的十六节。
Let's read chapter 73, verse 16.
我思索怎能明白这事呢？眼看啊，实在是很难啊。所以他当时也可能在问说：“神啊，你在哪里呀？啊，我倾心我来遵守你的命令啊，我怎么都患难那么多了。”
And so, David must wonder, why this thing happened, to him when he suffered much, yet other people.Don't suffer as much.
那十七节
，verse 17。
那等我进了神的圣所，思想他们的结局，哈啊，那这个时候开始就有答案的。
And here, there is an answer.
啊，所以我们所碰到的患难啊，人所碰到的问题啊，其实在圣经都已经有答案的。
So the problem we face in our life, all the answers, can be found here.
好。那人的结束啊，现在这个列国这个历史的这个王国的结束了。
So, a man's ending or the end of the kingdom.
那他们就要遭遇到这个人破家亡。
And so they face the broken family.
啊，可是那就是神要做工的开始的。
And but in fact, it is also the time that God will start his work.
我们来看耶利米书第一章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 1.
耶利米书第一章
，Jeremiah chapter one，
第十节
，verse ten，
第一章第十节
，chapter one verse ten。
看来我今日立你在列邦列国之上，我要施行拔出哈，我们请注意这些动词哈。
Let's especially pay attention to the verbs。
施行拔出、拆毁、毁坏、倾覆啊，你看，让我们会受不了哎。
And so we may not be able to bear all these.
哦，那这是一个何等大的这种的啊挑战，这种的熬炼呢
？And this is such a great challenge and suffering.
啊，说又要建立栽植。
And so they to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down and to build and to plant.
啊，说等到国破家亡以后。哎，那他们就也要回想啊，他们也要想想说，今天我们为什么会碰到这种惨境呢
？Until the kingdom is destroyed, the families are broken, and they need to think about why they face this challenge today.
啊，时间满了，哎，神就开始动工了。
And when the days are complete, then God will start His work.
啊，其实，在那七十年当中，哈。我们这个圣经啊，圣经很多部分是那个时间所写的、所整理出来的。
Because within those 7 years, many of the books in the Bible were written at the time.
因为当时他们不像在他们的国家很忙碌啊，要献祭啊，要去所节期啊，哈。那现在因为他们被掳到外邦的地方了。
Because they were not as busy as when they had their nation, and they need to.Festivals, or they need to observe different forms, and then when they are in other nations, then they don't need to do that.
所以他们叫做时间呢，哈，有时间开始整理这些书籍，啊，以前的这些零散的书籍，所以他们就把它编汇成为圣经，啊，比如说啊诗篇啊，啊箴言啊，啊还有历史书啊。啊，先知书啊，这就把它编辑。
So they will have time to collect all the different books and put it together as a Bible, such as Psalms, Proverbs, or and other books.
啊，就变成我们今天的旧约圣经啊。所谓旧约圣经啊，大部分是以斯拉哈、啊、这个文士在那个时候啊，带领着一批文士啊所整理的结果。
And so, the Israel actually led the team to compile.The books of the Old Testament at the time.
所以每一个阶段都有神啊，他的目标。
And so, there is a target for God in a different generation.
我们再看回来列啊历代志下哈三十六章。
Let's turn back to Second Chronicle.
历代志下三十六章的二十二节。
chapter 36, verse 22.
22.
Verse 22.
波斯王古念元年, 神为要应验借着耶利米口所说的话, 就激动波斯王古念的心, 使他 下诏通告全国 23节 就说 波斯王古列如此说啊 神主天上的神已将天下万国赐给我 又嘱咐我在犹大的耶路撒冷 为他建造殿宇 你们中间凡做他子民的 都可以上去 愿神与你们同在 所以他激动啊 神就激动啊 这个列外邦的王 来建造 协助建造圣殿
So God moved the Gentile king to assist on rebuilding the temple of God. So God actually can control the history. So this is the end of the kingdom of man and also the beginning of kingdom of God.
所以我们看以赛亚书的第六章，我们那不是以赛亚蒙召的经过吗？
And so as written in Isaiah chapter 6, it is talking about when Isaiah was being called.
你看当乌西亚王崩的那一年，那他就看到一个宝座，神就出现了。
And when, during the time of King Uzziah, and when he died, and he saw there is a throne.
也就是说人的国必须要结束，人的国必须要结束，才能够进入到神的国。
That is, there need to be an end to the kingdom of man in order for kingdom of God to be created.
那人的国不结束，就没有办法进入神的国。So
if a kingdom of man do not end, and then there is no kingdom of God.
那当然，可能人的国也是很好玩的。
And kingdom of man,
很迷人呢,
kingdom of man can be attractive.
你看花花世界啊，迷人。
And we can see that there is many beautiful things we can do.
所以要让我们这里结束的话，我们可能舍不得结束了。So
perhaps we may not be willing to allow it to end.
所以神就必须用非常手段啊，拆毁、拔出、毁坏、倾覆哈，全部都弄倒了，那整个家全部都给你弄倒啊。So
God needs to use a more forceful way to pull down and then to strike and to tear down the building.
啊，不弄倒的话呢，就舍不得去啊，而且房子已经不错了，漂亮了哈。但是现在为了要把它变成神的国啊，这个世界国必须要让它过去。
So in order for the kingdom of God to start, and all the kingdom of man needs to be destroyed.
好，我们请看 启示录十一章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 11.
好，十一章十五节。
Chapter 11 verse 15.
十一章十五节。
Chapter 11 verse 15.
第七位天使吹号啊，天上就有大声音说：世上的国成了我主和主基督的国。 他要做王直到永永远远啊！那以前都是神在做王，不是以前哈，是人的国度是人在做王。
In the kingdom of man, men were the kings.
所以这个国必须要结束。So
this kingdom must end.
到了西西家的王朝就结束了。So
during the reign of Hezekiah, it ended.
就要变成神要来做王。So
it is now for God to be his turn to be king.
因为以前以色列百姓他们不愿意让神当王。
Because in the past, Israelites were not willing to allow God to be their king.
那没办法，神就要用非常手段把它结束。
So God needs to use a more forceful way to end it.
难道让神来做王，就变成主和主基督的国了。
And to allow God to be king, and it will become the kingdom of God.
意思就是说，神在重新开启恩典之门呐。
In other words, God will again open this door of grace.
说只要我们能够迎接神啊，主基督能够在我们内心当王的话，神就会重新开启恩典之门。So
if we can allow God to be the king in our hearts, then he will again open this door of grace.
好，请，分耶利米书二十九章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 29.
耶利米书二十九章。
Jeremiah chapter 29.
二十九章第十节。
Chapter 29 verse 10.
耶利米书二十九章第十节。
Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 10.
神如此说啊，为巴比伦所定的七十年满了以后，我要眷顾你们，向你们成就我的恩言啊。使你们能回此地，是一节。
11.
神如此说了，我知道我向你们所怀的意念啊，是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，叫你们末后有指望啊，所以叫你们末后有成功呢。
And so that at the end you will be successful.
啊，所以其实满了以后啊，神再重新开启恩典之门。
And so God will once again open this door of grace.
所以何西阿书啊，第五章那里说，神要回到他原来的地方啊。等百姓啊自觉有罪啊，神再回来。
So Hosea chapter 5 talks about the people will then once again realize they are sin, they have sin, and then God will return.
啊，虽然经过一段很长时间的沉默
，even though they have gone through a long period of God's silence.
啊，这神的内心啊，都是挂念着他自己的百姓。
But God in His heart always think about his own people.
So, 有些时候，其实我们也会觉得，好像啊，对神啊不是那么尊敬，对神啊也不是那么觉得不是那么重要。有些时候会把它摆在一边呢。
Sometimes, we may not respect a God and put him on the side.
他的神的眼目啊，经常看着我们呢。
But God's eyes are always fixed on us.
哦，只要我们回头的话。他会再重新呢、啊、开启恩典之门给我们。
And as long as we return, once again we turn back to Him, and He will open this door of grace for us.
啊，所以今天的神呢、啊、不再沉默了。
So today, God is no longer in silence.
啊，因为在以西结书那里记载，神呢、啊、把我们的石头心呢、啊、再拿掉的，给我们一个肉心呢、啊。
Because in Book of Ezekiel, God had taken away this a heart of stone, and then let it transform into a soft heart, or a heart of man,
flesh, yeah. Flesh 就是肉心呢、啊、
，or a flesh,
heart of flesh, yeah.
A heart of flesh.
那肉心的话就是很柔软，就是我们这个肉，我们这个心脏的心啊，是很不是很硬嘛哈。啊、所以会有感觉，你打他的话，他会痛啊，会对周围的事情会有所反应的。
And our flesh is soft, and so when we hit it, and we will feel pain, and then it is our human heart.
那神赏赐给我们弱心的话，我们就能够听得懂神的话。
And when God gives us this heart of flesh, then we will be able to understand the word of God.
那我们就要留意啊、哦，神的作为。
And we will consider the work of God.
那现在神呢，他派遣啊、哦，应许圣灵住在我们内心。
And now, God has sent His Holy Spirit to dwell in our hearts.
所以几乎啊，天天每个时刻在跟我们说话。
So every single day, He talks to us.
这个圣灵在我们内心，也就好像良心在我们里头是很干净的哈。
This Holy Spirit is like a conscience; it's very clear and clean.
也就有亮光在我们心里头啊。
As if there is light in our heart.
啊，有什么不对的话，那圣灵就会告诉我们。
If something is wrong, He will remind us.
啊，只要我们不要把心门关住了。
As long as we do not close our door of heart.
说以前旧约时代啊，神曾经寂寞过。
So in Old Testament time, God had once be in silence.
但是现在呢，不再沉默。
But today He is no longer in silence.
现在他赏赐我们圣灵啊，这个圣灵住在我们内心呢。
Today He had given us His Holy Spirit to dwell in our hearts.
啊，要做随时的帮助。
So that we can always receive His help.
啊，只有我们对他敞开，那他会来帮助我们。
As long as we are open to Him, and then He will help us.
啊，所以我们今天呢、啊，在新的时代啊，要很感恩呐、啊。
So in today in the New Testament time, we need to be grateful.
因为主耶稣已经为我们成就在旧约时代我们做不到的部分。
Because Lord Jesus had accomplished something that's impossible in the Old Testament time.
所以主耶稣来就是成全。 律法成全这律法所要求的。
And that is why when Lord Jesus came, he complete the law.
我们今天要存着感恩的心。
So we need to have this heart of gratefulness.
啊，在唱诗啊。
Let's sing him.
三百七。